This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A very youthful 71-year-old Yoko Ono has another number one dance club hit with her Every Man, Every Woman remixes. Music critic Christian Bortle recently spoke with Ms. Ono about this latest chapter of her storied career.
A couple of years back, Yoko Ono was approached by DJs who wanted to remix Walking on Thin Ice, the last song that she and John Lennon recorded together.
And I said no, because I had some sentiment for the remix that John and I did, and, you know, just wanted to keep it like that.
But she did authorize a remix of her song Open Your Box, which in 1971 had been the B-side to John Lennon's single Power to the People.
And then when they came to show me what they did, I was so shocked I started crying because it was so beautiful. And the fact that they understood my music so well after so many years, and, you know, when I was thinking, okay, forget it, that's over, and just move on, you know, that kind of feeling.
Most pop music fans, particularly Beatles fans, make the mistake of thinking that Yoko Ono's career in music started when she hooked up with John Lennon.
I started studying composition when I was 4 to 5 years old. It was like, early education or musical education or something. There was a school that specialized in that.
She went on to study composition in college, hold avant-garde concerts in her downtown New York loft with the likes of John Cage and Lamont Young in attendance. She sang with free jazz sax giant Ornette Coleman at Royal Albert Hall. And all the while, she was making a name for herself as a conceptual visual artist and performance artist. But even among the avant-garde, Ono was considered a kind of black sheep.
My raw energy, which I did have a raw energy, was kind of considered a little bit an embarrassment, I suppose, in the avant-garde. Because in avant-garde, being cool was the thing, you know. And you just heard these sort of like, the kind of music is going boom, 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 or something like that. And here I'm screaming, you know, so they didn't like that. They thought I was too theatrical. That's how they put it.
There's always been a strong thread of physical frankness in Yoko Ono's work. Open your box, open your trousers, open your thighs. On their first collaborative record, Unfinished Music No. 1, Two Virgins, John and Yoko appeared nude on the cover, front and back. It was banned. I asked her about her seeming lack of inhibition.
In a way, it's rather deceptive because I'm a pretty inhibited person in my private life. And I think I need the platform to become uninhibited or something. There's that, you know. And in my work, I managed to really be myself and express myself.
The remix of Open Your Box was a club hit. And since Ono was so happy with his first foray into the new DJ world, she decided she would allow remixes of Walking on Thin Ice as well. And the result was an EP of 10 different remixes of that song by folks like the Pet Shop Boys and Felix the House Cat, and it went straight to number one on Billboard's dance chart. Along with its physical honesty, Ono's work is also often openly political. Many of you will no doubt remember the scandalous honeymoon bed-ins when John and Yoko invited a hostile press into their hotel bedroom and talked to them about peace. Talking in our beds
for a week. Well, it was scandalous, and we didn't understand why it was so scandalous. So, you know, we were both very naive. I think that, in a way, the way it worked was that we were not told what was going to happen. If we were told what was going to happen, we might not have done it. So I think in the big picture, it was good that, you know, sort of like we were blindfolded about it.
What do you think that people were resistant to? I mean, you've had some time to think about it now.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. It was a beautiful theater, I thought. And we weren't doing anything lewd either. You know, we were just in bed and had our nice pajamas on. What was wrong with it?
Thank you. That was 1969, but Ono hasn't retreated since then. This year, another of her tunes has hit the number one dance spot, a remix of Every Man Has a Woman Who Loves Him, a track from Ono and Lennon's album Double Fantasy. Ono decided to rework the lyrics to that song when she heard about the Bush administration's position on gay marriage. On the remixed versions, she sings, "Every man has a man who loves him, and every woman has a woman who loves her."
I wasn't thinking about it at all. And then the administration was saying, okay, well, you know, we can't have gay marriage. And I was thinking, I was so shocked. I mean, this is a human rights issue, you know. So I knew why they threw it in. It was just to sort of like confuse the situation. And so, you know, gays are not really, most of them, I don't think they're really into marriage so much, you know. But once it's said that, you know, you can't do it, which is like a very nasty thing to say. And so I got very angry and I said, well, okay, well, you know, we have to do something about this. And so I thought, well, Every Man, that's a good song for it, you know.
Yoko Ono has suffered her share of hostile and dismissive reactions to her and her art, particularly after she and John were married and she was torn from the narrow confines of the avant-garde into the Klieg lights of Beatles craziness.
Well, if John was here, he would have said, I knew it, I told you so. I knew it before you guys. Walking on
thin ice. In Los Angeles, this is Christian Bordahl for Day to Day.